Good morning, everybody. Lee Brower here. Welcome to this week's edition of Meaningful Monday. It's our Meaningful Monday message. It's about the brain this week. It's about the brain. Some facts. I've been studying the brain, and it blows my mind. It blows my brain, if you really want to know about. Average brain weighs 3 pounds. It represents about 2% of your body weight. It uses 20% of your total energy and oxygen intake. Think about it. 20% just to your brain. It has 400 miles of blood vessels that bring nutrients to 86 billion cells. A single piece of the brain, the size of a grain of sand, contains 100,000 neurons and 1 billion synapses of communication. In your lifetime, the total number of data bits that'll be stored is 1 apostrophe, followed by 6.5 miles long of zeros. The average person has 50,000 thoughts a day. So if you think you control all your thoughts, think again. 95% of your decisions are made in your subconscious brain. Then you have your second brain. Your second brain is your intestines. You got 100,000 neurons producing 30 essential neurotransmitters, along with that happy molecule called serotonin. Okay? Nothing in the brain can ever be erased. Everything stored in your subconscious lasts a lifetime, even if we can't access it. So, is it our friend or our enemy? What then is the guard to our subconscious mind? If it is absorbing everything, if we're getting 50,000 thoughts a day, how can we use our subconscious mind to empower us? Think of your subconscious mind like this. Let's say we have a flower pot with the most nutrient-rich soil in the world. And we put a seed in there, say like a tansy seed. Tansy seed is a beautiful flower that grows in pastures in the Northwest, and it'll kill sheep if they eat it. So it's a bad seed. And maybe we put a good seed in, maybe for wheat or a apple tree. Put those two seeds in this flower pot with this nutritious soil. Does the soil care? Does the soil care? Does it say, don't give nutrients to that seed, it kills? Or do they give it to each seed equally? Well, our subconscious mind is much the same way. We put thoughts in it all the time, the things we read, the things that we see, the things that we smell, the things that we taste, our thoughts. So our guard to our subconscious mind is our conscious mind, where if we can consciously control the things that we absolutely put into our subconscious mind. Now, here's an interesting thing. Our subconscious mind cannot ignore a question. So perhaps if we start to think about how we put things into our brain, maybe we can ask ourselves, can I rephrase that in the form of a question, if it's a good thing to think about? So if I say I need to strengthen the relationship with so-and-so, if I put it in there in the form of I need to, then the nutrients continue to nourish it, and it's going to show me all the reasons why I need to. But if I say, what can I do today? Is there something I can do today that I could strengthen the relationship with somebody, with so-and-so, okay? Then it could be a child, it could be a spouse, it could be a coworker, it could be whatever. Then what it's doing is it's using its power, that 95% power, so that you can see things that you wouldn't normally see, hear things that you wouldn't normally hear. So I'm going to just keep it very simple. You have this enormous power in your brain, it's your subconscious mind, constantly recording every single thing that you do. So consciously, be very careful about what you let in there. Consciously, ask yourself, is this the kind of movie that's going to strengthen my subconscious? Is this the kind of language that's going to strengthen? Are these the kind of people? Are these the kinds of associations that are going to strengthen my subconscious mind? Because everything's going to be there. And 95% of then everything that you do, that you say, that you think, is coming from your subconscious mind. So why don't we nurture it? Why don't we become the gardeners of our own minds? If we can become the gardeners of our minds and treat it just like, don't let the weeds in, instead of having to try to pull them out, let's just keep the weeds out. We can be the gardeners of our own mind by using our conscious mind. So a test for today, test for this week is, ask yourself, how can I nurture my subconscious mind and make it even stronger so that I may be a better decision maker and a choice maker, and my activities might represent, and my thoughts might represent the seeds that I'm allowing to come into my subconscious mind. I'd be interested in your thoughts. I'd be interested in what your thinking is around this. I think this is such a powerful thing, and there's so much more that we can learn from this. So that's my challenge for this week. Consciously think about the things that you're allowing to go into your unconscious mind. I think we'll all be better because of it. Have a meaningful week. We will talk next week. Bye-bye.